Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for devotion is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses starting from 14 to 29. Book of Romans, chapter 2, verses starting from 14 to 29. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the law, and make your boast in God, and know His will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that the man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written, for circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law. But if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you, who even with your written code and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul is beautifully writing the letter to Romans. In the second chapter of Romans, what a volume of truth is hidden. He's talking about the law keepers and those who transgress the law. What is the difference between a Gentile and a Christian, a circumcised and an uncircumcised? Though the uncircumcised, he keeps the law, he is counted worthy, for he is a doer of what is right. And on the other hand, the circumcised, if he does not keep the law and he breaks the commandment of God, then he is considered as an uncircumcised, for he is not a keeper of the law. For what is profitable for a man if he does not keep the commandment of God, if he just boasts about the law but does not do it? Or what is profitable to him who says one thing and who does another thing in contrary to the gospel? So Apostle Paul, he wants to make those who are circumcised to think and evaluate themselves before they walk on the synagogues, before they come and preach the gospel, before they proclaim that they are the ministers of God, before they proclaim in the good works of God. He wants them to make themselves equipped and stand before the presence of God and evaluate themselves, who they are. For the Gentiles are much more blessed than them, For their uncircumcision will be counted as circumcision if they keep and obey the law, the commandment of God. For how are we differentiated then? For baptism is not in letters. The good conduct is not in letters, but it is a testimony that comes not from men, but that comes from God. For God is the discerner and He is the right judge who will be able to judge you on the last day. So your conduct will be judged by Jesus Christ. You might be fooling around people outwardly through your outward appearance, through your outwardly conduct and your behavior, but inwardly, who are you? Who are you, the person? For God is a discerner of a heart, a spirit, a soul, and a mind. He is not concerned about your outwardly appearance. You might be a whitewashed tomb, as Paul says that you are an whitewashed tomb, but inside you are rotten bones and rotten flesh. So this is the circumcision that Paul is talking about, the circumcision of heart, spirit, and soul, and not just the circumcision by a tradition. You are not a Christian by tradition. You should not be a Christian just by tradition. But you should be a transformed person, accepting Christ Jesus in every walk of your life, accepting and abiding by the law of Christ in every walk of your life. Then you will be worthy enough to instruct, you will be worthy enough to teach, or even to preach the gospel to another. You have been given, you have been commissioned with the responsibility that you will help the blind, you will help those who are living in darkness to come out into the light, and those who are blind, you have been blessed to give them sight. You have been blessed with the knowledge of Christ to feed them, to nourish them, those who are depleted of the word of God. You have been sent, you have been commissioned with a mission to go and share the gospel of God, to share the good news to the ends of the world. But if there is no transformation inside you, within you, then all the words that you speak are just like a clamor on the iron rod. It's just like you're clinging the cymbals and you're just making noise, and that doesn't mean anything. And nobody is getting profitable by what you're doing. For your deeds will not be counted to righteousness. For you are not a changed person, but you are a pretender. You are a hypocrite. Hence God will puke you. For Bible says that neither you be cold or neither you be hot. If you're not both, then God will puke you. He doesn't want lukewarm Christians. He doesn't want His children to be lukewarm. The calling of God is not with that purpose that you can do anything and still you will stick on to gospel. You will do anything. You have the freedom to do anything in life and say that I am a Christian. God hates that. God abhors evil. So what is the differentiation that you make? What difference is there between a Gentile who doesn't know the law, but by his walk of life, he is keeping the law, he is following righteousness, then his uncircumcision will be counted as circumcision to him, and your circumcision will be counted as uncircumcision because you do not do what is right in the sight of God. Hence, my dear brothers and sisters, let us think about our walk of life. Let us make the SWOT analysis and let us check, where do we stand as a child of God? Where do we stand as a person who's teaching or preaching the gospel? Who are we as a person who's carrying the good news? How is our life being changed or impacted? You say that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your sole savior, but have you changed your life? Does it have made an impact in your life? How many temptations you have prevailed, you have overcome? How many times you have controlled yourself from being angry or being greedy, jealous, backbiting? How often you lose your temper? What are the evil thoughts that is glowing in your head? How have you changed as a person? Are you walking in spirit? Or are you walking in flesh, pretending that you're walking in spirit? Aren't you fooling yourself? For God knows what is right and wrong. Maybe the people around you might not. But aren't you fooling your own self? For to whom are you showing this attitude? It is not to man, but it is to God. For God had called you towards righteousness. But if you tend to walk in faith, if you tend to walk in the spirit without doing what exactly God wants you to do, then you are not fooling men. You are not just a hypocrite to your own self, but you are blaspheming God. And those who blaspheme against God will definitely be punished on the day of judgment. Change your way of living. Change your attitude. Ministry is something that needs to be counted as holy. You do not work for people around you. Do not have to be a missionary because people around you will think that you are not doing what is expected out of you. But be mindful that one day you will be appearing before God, and you shall be accountable for all the things that you have done in your life. Tremble before Him who has the power to judge your soul. Tremble before Him who has the power to push you to hell or to redeem your soul. It's enough that you had been putting a double action. You had been fooling yourself. It's enough. But this is right time for you to think and change your life. Coming to church and attending the service doesn't make you a Christian. Doesn't make you worthy of the kingdom of God. Even getting baptized and doing whatever you like will not help you. Will not account you to be a righteous person of God. This will not help you with an immortal life, with an eternal life. This is not going to help you anywhere. So discern. Evaluate yourself. Change your heart. Change your heart. Break it. Ask God to break your heart and transform it with a spiritual desire. Ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit and guide you according to His ways. It's enough that you had been donning a double role, it's enough. We have only one master to be served. Choose either evil or good. If you choose evil, then you are saving Satan. If you choose good, then you are serving God. Discern yourself. This is your call. Today is today. If you return to Him, God is most willing to return to you and save you and give you a new life. But if you're reluctant enough to get away from the Word of God, to get away from His presence, you will definitely reap your own harvest. God will only warn you, but He will surely leave the option of choice into your hands. Discern rightly, choose rightly, for there is life in Christ Jesus. There is hope in Christ Jesus. There is salvation in Christ Jesus. For there is redemption in Christ Jesus. There is deliverance in Christ Jesus. There is eternal life in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen. God bless.